The word make is one of the first words you learn in English. You learn things like make a cake, make a plan, make a decision, all very logical. And then one day someone says, what do you make of it? And you're thinking, wait, I didn't make anything. That's because make doesn't always mean create. In fact, it appears in a lot of everyday expressions where the meaning is completely different. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through 5 very common uses of make that often confuse learners. And once you understand them, you'll start noticing them everywhere. What do you make of it? This one sounds like it's about creating something, but it's not. Make of means to understand, interpret, or form an opinion about something. So when someone asks, what do you make of it? They're really asking, what do you think about it? How do you understand it? For example, I don't know what to make of his message. It's a bit strange. Or, what do you make of the situation? This expression is often used when something is unclear or confusing, and you're trying to figure it out. Next is make do. This means to manage with what you have, even if it's not ideal. In other words, you don't have the perfect situation, but you accept it and continue anyway. For example, we didn't have enough chairs, so we had to make do with the floor. Or, it's not perfect, but it will make do for now. It's a very practical expression, and you'll hear it often when people are being realistic about a situation. Number 3, make it. Now, make it is very common, and it has a few different meanings depending on the context. At its core, it means to succeed in something or to manage doing something successfully. For example, for to arrive, sorry I'm late, but I finally made it. Or to attend, I can't make it to the meeting tomorrow. Or to succeed, he worked hard and eventually made it as an actor. So the meaning changes slightly, but the general idea is the same, successfully reaching a result. Number 4, make a scene. This one is a bit more expressive. Make a scene means to behave in a loud, dramatic, or embarrassing way in public. For example, he started shouting in the restaurant and made a scene. Or, please don't make a scene, we can talk about this later. It's usually used when someone is overreacting and attracting unwanted attention. And finally, make a bed. Some learners think this means building a bed, but it doesn't. It means to arrange the sheets and blankets so the bed looks neat. For example, I make my bed every morning, or the hotel staff will make your bed. Here, make means put something in order, not create it. So today, we looked at 5 common uses of make. Make of, to understand or interpret. Make do, manage with what you have. Make it, to arrive, to attend, or to succeed. Make a scene, cause a public disturbance. And finally, make a bed, tidy and arrange a bed. The key idea is that make doesn't always mean create. In many everyday expressions, it takes on completely different meanings. Now I'm curious, which one of these uses of make was new to you? Or which one have you heard before, but never fully understood? Let me know in the comments. And if this kind of explanation helps you make sense of confusing English, feel free to like the video and subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.